Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, here we are, Waddle and Sylvie back on Twitch.
Yeah, Waddle's twitchy.
Waddle's twitchy in the MRI machine. He's twitchy.
Oh, boy. That was not fun.
In the first Midwest Bank studio. Remember, you can watch us on twitch.tv. Download the Twitch app. Follow the ESPN 1000 Chicago channel. It's all brought to you by Fatties and DeKalb and Miller Lite.
I'm still all zannied up because I had to take a handful to get into that machine. I had to pause twice. Here was the telling. Just for a little background, and not to make this all about me, but since you mentioned it, and then you just said our quote unquote our hero had a rough morning. I've had a bad shoulder. I have a bad everything, to be honest with you.
Because you played football.
Oh, stick it. I was too small, too slow. So that means I couldn't get away from people. When they caught me, they beat the crap out of me. So I've had bad shoulders. I've had them both fixed in the past, but this one, like, the only reason I even addressed it is because my golf game. It affects my golf game that I'm trying to get ramped back up for golf. And I played the worst round of golf I've ever played a couple of weeks ago with the fellas.
You were so bad, like you and Gene Greco were almost on par.
I quit keeping score, like after 12 holes. My swing's changing because I feel pain. So I finally consented to an MRI. And it was an open MRI. But I have this deathly fear of claustrophobia, of tight spaces. I don't like to ride in elevators. Like, if I was at the bottom of a pile, even back in the football days, I would scream bloody murder for everyone to get off of me. I am very claustrophobic. So, like, you could stick me in the eyeball with a needle and I'd be cool with it. Like, maybe not. That's an exaggeration.
But, like, Abdallah, try it.
They put a 5-inch needle into my shoulder today to inject dye. And I'm just like, that's cool with that. So I made my wife come with me, first of all, because I was zannied up and she drove. But second of all, I needed the support of, you know, the heart and soul of my life, my wife, Cara. They were doing the dye injection, and I was starting to panic and starting to have an anxiety attack. And I was like, I can't do this. And she looked at me in the eyes, and she said, listen, your good friend and radio partner is battling cancer and going through chemotherapy. Get your ass on that table and be a man and go through it and stop whimpering. Yeah. And that's all I needed. So I was able to, I got the injection and then I got into the MRI machine. I never opened my eyes. I got through it and it was a crappy morning.
Sometimes you need a hug and sometimes you need a kick in the ass.
And I got to kick in the ass from the wife today and it was much appreciated. Those were her exact words. Your good friend and radio partner is dealing with cancer. Get in the MRI machine and quit being a baby.
Yeah, and he's a wuss. If he could deal with that, you could deal with getting into an MRI machine.
She did not call you a wuss. She had some choice words for me, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, all's good.
You'd rather go through surgery than sit in the MRI machine.
I said to my wife before, when we got in the car, I said, why can't I just have exploratory surgery and we skip the MRI?
Just open it up.
I don't care.
Tell me what's wrong.
You don't even have to give me anesthesia. You can just do it on the table.
Oh, you're something.
So I did get the results already, and I don't need surgery. I need some rehab.
Oh, good.
I need some PRP treatment. I need some more rehab. I've got a partially torn bicep tendon. I've got a partially torn rotator cuff and pretty much a fully torn labrum. But, you know, I'm 53 and there's no floating particles, and I'm not a lefty pitcher, so we're just going to treat it with a little bit of rehab.
Did they tell you to stop doing shoulder presses, too?
My doctor, Dr. Chams from the Illinois Bone and Joint, he's really good. He helped my daughter. He fixed my daughter's knee as well. He's told me to stop doing above the shoulder exercises. Go side to side, do laterals, do pulls, do all that stuff. But stop with all the heavy weights above your head.
Yeah. That's...
It's the same thing. Like, I saw my cardiologist, who I think that you know as well. I had to go to a... I don't know if I told everybody.
We now have a show cardiologist.
We have a show cardiologist, Dr. Cohen in Lake Forest. And I was having a little bit of an irregular heartbeat when I got back from South Carolina. So I probably haven't told anyone this story. But after all of it and going through, I had an echocardiogram.
Right.
I had, you know, the stress. I had all that stuff. He goes,
EKG.
Says, you're good. He goes, how old are you, Tom? He's got this, I don't know if he's Australian or he's English, but he's got an accent. I go, Doc, I'm 53. And he looked at me and goes, start acting like it. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, lay off the booze a little bit more than you have been, okay? And then your heart will be all right and you'll be fine and you won't have these moments and everything will be okay.
You're not 21 as a new student.
You know
in
what? Basically, exactly that. So that has been my medical experience over the last 6 weeks. Yours has been significantly more important and worse.
Oh,
I am the wuss of the show.
No, you're not. You would never be that. Abdallah's the wuss of the show. It's good to have
point.
Him in Black. Abdallah Black, how are you guys doing today? Everything good in your world?
Yeah. What's up, Sylvie? I'm excited. Listen, today's a good day. I mean, if you're a Bulls fan, today's the day,
oh, that's right?
That's right.
It's draft
today's
lottery
the day.
Day. It's time to be given the seventh pick of the draft again.
No, Tom. We were going to get hyped up.
Yeah,
we
talking
want
about
one.
Coming
Let's
for that
go!
Number one spot.
Let's go.
We're coming for that, and we're coming for that ball.
Let's
listen,
go.
We're going to get the number one pick, and then for the next few
who are
months,
we taking
LaMelo.
We're going to get people to be like, I don't want to deal with his family. I don't want to deal with all
oh,
that.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Deal with all
full
that.
Phones tomorrow, having to deal with LeVar Ball.
Are
what do you think, Sylvie?
Are we going to get the number one pick, and then everyone's going to say,
I don't know.
Oh God, this is the year we get him.
Out of all the years to get him,
no Zion. No.
I'd rather have seven.
So the Bulls have a 32% chance to get the top four pick, a pick in the top four, and they have a 7.5% chance of getting the number one pick.
There right. it is.
Should we do our first simulation? We'll be simulating the draft throughout
this.
The day.
I thought the greatest chance from a statistical standpoint for where they would get, I think seven is the most likely, isn't it?
Yes. It
I
is.
Mean, it's uncanny.
All right.
Seven
so our
is
first
supposed
simulation.
To be a lucky number.
It's not.
Wait, who's going to click? You or me?
Hey!
Who's clicking? Who's clicking here?
I mean, we can take turns clicking.
No, I think I trust
Should
your
we stop
hand.
like
Let's
it was.
Let's do a circle click. All of us will do it.
A what? A circle
No whammies,
click.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop.
All right, here we go. I'm clicking. Sim lottery, simming. Eighth pick.
Yeah.
Atlanta gets the number one pick, Detroit number two. We're picking.
Honestly, who would the Bulls take if it was number one? Would it be?
Maybe.
It could be LaMelo. It could be Anthony Edwards.
Greeny
was Wiseman.
Greeny was just talking about it. Bleck and I were laughing because he wanted to know where LeVar Ball has been. He's like, well, I haven't heard from LeVar Ball. You know what? The media finally wised up and stopped giving him the mic. They stopped giving him the mic.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. Like, there's been nothing wrong with the kids. There's been nothing wrong with the kids who have played. The only stuff has been out there has been with LeVar stirring it up and saying stuff. And that's why, like, if they get LaMelo, I'm totally cool with it. Look, and you want the new guy, AK, and Mark Eversley, to get the highest pick possible for A, either to draft the best player, or B, package it and make a big play for an established
or
star.
Or C, do you know how much you could sell that pick for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Golden State would give you like
$80 million. Pick, the seventh pick of the draft, up for sale.
Cash considerations for $80 million.
They got to pay Boylan with something, right? They're selling that second round pick.
Oh, boy. You know, today is a big day, guys. I mean, so we have... Not only do we have a possible optimism with the Bulls and the lottery, we've gotten good news with Waddle on the MRI.
Yeah.
He survived the tube.
I survived the tube.
The Sox could be on their way here to their fifth win in a row. We'll keep you tabs on matinee baseball on the South Side. But today is Mitch Trubisky's birthday.
That's right. He's 26, right?
Today is Mitchie's birthday.
Being average is not acceptable around here.
Oh, nice. Sign up for it right now.
And the picture that is being painted up at Hallis Hall these days.
By a few.
Is a picture of It sounds like a picture that could be found at the Sistine Chapel.
Ooh, it's that brilliant.
That's how people, the Adam Johns of the world and some of the other Bears reporters have been spinning this. That maybe on his 26th birthday, that we will remember August 20th, 2020. 2020 as the day that Mitch arrived.
2020?
Yes, today's the 20th.
Of August, which right. The month of August is the 8th month.
Right, I skipped that. Forget 8/20. So I said today's the 20th day of the month in the year 2020.
So 2020.
Yeah, listen.
Okay, good.
Where's Barbara Walters?
Yeah.
So today is the day that Mitch Trubisky arrives.
Let's do this. I'm cool with it. Hey, again, you know what I just want him to. I want him to give. I want the reverse. I want him to give me a present this year. Just be average. I'm not asking for a ton.
Being average is just not acceptable around here.
I have empirical evidence that says 354 yards and 22.6 points per game was average offensive production in the National Football League last year, and I would accept that right now. Tell me differently. You guys can be all, you know, hard asses in there and look at me and go, I demand more from my team. When you are coming from where they came from, which was, I believe, about 290 yards per game and about 17.5 points per game, when you're coming from there, please tell me how you're going to vault into the top 10. I'm asking them to vault into the top 16, 216. That's all I want.
Right. It's not like you traded for DeAndre Hopkins.
I did
you know
not.
What I mean?
You I
know,
didn't. No.
That's another team. You know, it's not like you drafted
Kellen
somebody.
Winslow is now on roster, as we've been told for the last several. Kevin Winslow in his prime.
The senior.
Kellen Winslow, yeah. He's now on our team. I mean, so we're in great shape. Just be average. I think that's fair. I'm not trying to be a wise guy either. I'm not out here trying to get chuckles. I'm not standing on the stage looking for laughs from the audience. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, I'm open to all of it. I read today that in Hub tweeted out earlier, Adam Johns has been saying that Trubisky's in the lead. And then we also got word that today Trubisky, in like a goal line situation from like the 5-yard line, ran out of bounds and took a loss.
Instead
of throwing the ball away. And those are like the awareness and the understanding of just the football IQ that he hasn't shown us that he's had. And that's why the Bears have been put in the position of getting a journeyman quarterback for a fourth-round pick who sometimes can be really good and sometimes can be just so-so.
That is, and that's kind of the quintessential reason why you are left itchy and scratchy with Mitch. Because as he turns 26, we find out the day before he turns 26 that a guy who's played the position his entire life in a drill stepped out of bounds, in a goal line drill, stepped out of bounds instead of throwing the ball away. Like that just, I know what people are saying, don't overvalue that. It's just practice. It just speaks to a narrative that has been kind of a common narrative for us the last couple of years, and that's what's worrisome.
All right, Matt Nagy had some interesting things to say. There were some reporters who tried to pin Matt Nagy down, yelling, say it, Mitch is better. And we will play you that audio. But is Mitch leading this thing early? And it's not very early. This is going to go quickly. I mean, we're going to blink, and it's going to be a game week. You know what I mean? It's going to be game week for the Bears.
3 weeks from today is the start of the season, right?
Right, and the week leading up to that week is game week.
Absolutely.
So we're 2+ weeks away. This isn't like something that is 6 weeks away.
I would think, my prediction would be, and this is a wacky time, that they will make that decision before the week of the first game begins. Like, that decision's got to be made midweek the week before.
And do you like hearing that? Do you want to hear that Mitch is better? 312-332-3776. It's the big debate that we've had with the show the last couple of days. Do you have a rooting interest? Do you believe that Trubisky gives them the highest ceiling? Would you just rather have the professional quarterback in Nick Foles? But one of the reporters tried to pin Matt Nagy down. We will play that audio coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
A lot going on today on a beautiful summer Thursday. A Sox lead Detroit right now, Waddle, 4-0. They're looking for their fifth in a row.
They're raking.
They're pitching. Giolito's pitching. And Dane Dunning pitched yesterday. It was a good start for his career. Delayed, but good stuff. And then Cubs Sox Friday.
Oh, that's going to be juicy.
It's going to be juicy.
It is going to be juicy. Who are you going to see from the White Sox in terms of pitchers? You're going to get Cease, right?
Yeah, Cease goes one of those games. I think it's Lester Keuchel in the open.
Oh, that's a duel of crafty lefties.
I've already had Sox fan friends, some of which you know, offer me bets. Like, they want to bet not only on the series, they want to bet on run differential.
Does that person also wants to make a Raiders versus Bears total wins bet as well?
Yes. He's itchy and scratchy, yes. Yeah. And then we've got Heat and Pacers game two going on. It looks like the Heat has a pretty sizable lead in the fourth quarter against the Pacers. My eyes aren't as good. It looks from here, Black, 105-91, fourth quarter. Do I have that correct?
That looks accurate to me, yes. Yeah, Jimmy Butler's got 18 points in this game, TJ Warren with 14.
Duncan Robinson, 7-for-8 from the three-point line, 24 points.
Take that.
For the Heat.
Yeah, that's going to – there's a lot of intriguing series, but let's talk – well, we started talking about Bears, 312-332-3776. And Matt Nagy today in practice, and a lot of the people who are watching, remember now, this is the first full week – that they're actually doing real stuff, and then that the reporters have been allowed to watch these practices. JD will give us his thoughts at 4 o'clock. But many of these reporters think that Mitch has the edge early on, and it's a real quick quarterback derby because there are no preseason games. And like Waddle mentioned, 3 weeks from today, the season opens. So Matt Nagy today was asked, is Mitch getting better each day?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all for right now. Both quarterbacks are trying to get their eyes exactly where we want to go them situationally, make decisions that we want them to make. And they're slowly getting to that point. I mean, this is not going to happen in a couple of days. It's going to have to happen in a couple of weeks in regards to the decisions that we make. So once we go back here, Adam, and start watching today's tape, we'll be able to see really how today was. In particular, if you're asking about Mitch, I thought that there were some good decisions that he made with throws. There was a few where he was late on a couple routes as well, but Nick, the same thing. So the beauty of this game is that you teach off of your errors, and we're going to do that, make sure that they understand it. And then tomorrow and the next day on those particular routes, timing routes, they fix those and they come back and don't make that same mistake twice.
So he still wasn't going to go over the top on Mitch there.
Well, it sounds like he hasn't been impressed by the play of either quarterback at this point. But yes, I mean, if the question is, were you more impressed with Mitch today than you have been in the past, then I'm still not hearing a ringing endorsement. But by the same token, I'm not hearing a ringing endorsement of Nick Foles. But if you take another step back, I think what you can discern, if you know the familiarity that exists with his coaching staff, if they're even, and by even I mean neither has impressed, I think it's even more likely Nick gets to start because of the familiarity and the trust.
That's the biggest argument in town.
Yeah.
They're, you know, like Cap believes if it's close, it's Mitch. There are many people who believe that, who just think that if it's close, that the new guy hasn't come in, that you just stick with the guy who was drafted second overall and hope that he lives up to it. You and I both believe that they acquired a guy for a fourth round pick because they know at least he's going to give them a professional effort.
Well, and again, I've heard a lot about how he's been working with Tariq Cohen and Allen Robinson in the offseason. Think about some of the major targets that they'll be throwing to this year. Neither guy's probably worked a lot with. You got Jimmy Graham. Cole Kmet. You've got a rookie wide receiver coming in. I don't believe Anthony Miller. Has Anthony Miller been cleared for full participation?
Because of the shoulder surgery?
Yeah, I may be wrong on that, but I think I picked that up somewhere that maybe he's not going at full speed at this point. So we could talk about familiarity, but like there are a lot of new faces in that offensive huddle that, And if Anthony Miller has been, you know, slowed a little bit by coming back from that shoulder injury, you have to ask the question how much, you know, had they been working out together. So I'm just not so sold on one guy has more of a repertoire or a connection with his group that he's throwing at. I don't think that seems to be a big case for me.
Do you guys catch the way he started that answer? And like, so here's the full context.
He hemmed and hawed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so this is his at the start. Remember this?
Well, they're all, for right now,
words.
Yeah, right. He doesn't really know.
We stink. If I could finish his words, like, right now, boy, we stink.
But he was asked specifically about Mitch. I believe this is Adam Hogue asking the question. Here's the full context of the question.
Hey, Matt, in these three practices we've been able to watch, it seems like Mitch has gotten a little bit better each day. Do you agree with that? What do you like about what he's shown you so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right now, both quarterbacks are trying to.
Do you guys see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, this wasn't a generic how is the quarterback play from both individuals. And
well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right.
No. Adam Hogue asked him specifically about Trubisky getting better each day, and he is non-committal there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right now, both quarterbacks are trying to get their eyes exactly where we want to go them situationally and make decisions.
Yeah, I mean, what I hear is I hear the coach not favor one over the other. To be fair, it's not a ringing endorsement for Nick Foles either. But
that's
yes,
fair.
I mean, if you're
asked about Foles.
Right, you're right. If you're looking for the coach to try and kind of reassure you.
Right. You didn't hear, hey, you know what? Mitch is zipping it. You know what?
Mitch is
going through his progressions quicker. He was set up to say that. Now, the one thing that Lewis Riddick told us, and Lewis Riddick knows Matt well, is that Nagy was not going to coddle Mitch this year like he's done the last 2 years. You know, at every press conference, Nagy would step up and Nagy would back him up. And this
year, shouldn't anymore.
And they're right. And here's the thing. I want to play you one more clip here, Black, and I think this all fits. How did we get here? Like, how did we get to the point where a simple question is asked where they're giving him a little bit of an alley-oop to, hey, compliment Mitch. It's only 3 days. Mitch has gotten better, but then you hem and haw. And I think a play like this, and Nagy talks about it, is why they're hesitant to go over the top with Mitch. Mitch today, goal line, he ran out of bounds and lost yardage, took a sack, instead of throwing the ball away. And Nagy talked about that.
You know, those guys, we told them, what I tell you a few weeks ago, I forget when it was, I told you, we're going to tell them when they play crappy, and we're going to tell them when they play well. And so whether that's the accuracy of a throw or whether that's a decision, when the ball is on the 1 yard line and you have first and goal at the one, sacks are, you know, when you're on a scramble, you got to throw the ball away. And so he knows that. We told him that. But those are critical errors that we just can't have. He's not going to do that again. He's going to fix it and move on. But teachable moments. So it happens here in practice. Now it doesn't happen in the game. But if we're not telling him that, then that's our job. That's shame on us as coaches. So, and we need to make sure they understand the why. So in regards to situational football, that's a situational play that we need to be second and goal at the one and not second and goal at the three. So, he'll fix that problem and he'll move on and do better tomorrow.
That's an inexcusable for a 26-year-old quarterback who's played the position his entire life going back to Pee Wee football.
That's why we're here, Waddle. And that's why Matt Nagy wasn't willing to go and take the bait from Adam Hogue and say, oh, yeah, he's looked great, because his quarterback is still making little league mistakes.
And that's why I think Foles is going to be the starter. Because
that's a mistake Nick Foles won't make. I feel confident in saying that.
It's a mistake that Trubisky's made before, and he still hasn't learned from it. You're in a practice, and you still haven't learned from it. He did it multiple times last year.
He did. You're
where
right.
He's standing behind the line of scrimmage, and instead of throwing away, he rolls out to his right and just steps out of bounds. And you're like, you just lost 3 yards. What are you doing? Throw them, or I've said it before too. Dude jumps off sides. What are you supposed to do? Throw it down the field. As soon as that dude jumps off sides, you know you've got a free play. What does he do? Throws it into the dirt.
Adam, this is kind of one of the things, and again, this is one of the things that has bothered me for a few years, is that when you do look at some of the things that go on, I'm not going to lie, there are some things that pop out, and you're like, wow, that's really impressive. But there are other things that make you go, I can't believe I just saw that.
Right. It's basic fundamental
and
stuff.
And that's why you're left more than a touch concerned at times.
What did you think from what Matt Nagy said and hearing the same mistake from Mitch? And what do you believe will happen if it's close? 312-332-3776. We'll take your Bears calls later this hour as well. More towards three, we're going to get into what happened with Tom Brenneman, a guy who is on our show quite a bit, a guy who I knew back in the day and worked down the dial with, and what the penalty should be there. A lot of Cubs and Sox conversation. Will continue to simulate the Bulls. It is lottery night tonight. Want to take your Bears calls at 332-3776.
Hey, Matt, in these three practices we've been able to watch, it seems like Mitch has gotten a little bit better each day. Do you agree with that? What do you like about what he's shown you so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right now, both quarterbacks are trying to.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, the ESPN 1000 Fantasy Football Championship presented by Miller Lite is back! And in 2020 fashion, guess what? It's virtual and exclusive on August 27th. The only way to enter is to go to one of the 10 participating locations and get the text to win code. Now through August 23rd, go to Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb to find your text to win code. Get the code, stay for Fatty's famous Cajun fried potato salad and ice cold Miller Lights. That's Fatty's in DeKalb. Please drink responsibly. Go to ESPNFFC.com for more details.
By the way, a couple days ago, you asked me what was the name of Fatty's that Cap said it used to be.
Right.
My buddy Scott, who's listened to the show for a long time, and Cap mentioned it today, reminded me that it was called the Crystal Pistol.
Oh, I love that. The Crystal Pistol.
The Crystal Pistol.
That's awesome. Was it a gentleman's club?
No, I think it was just a bar, the Crystal Pistol. That's all it was.
That seems like to be an odd name for just an average bar,
it's just
right?
A bar. Yeah.
Yeah, Crystal Pistol. Hey, we're going to stop by the Crystal. Why the Crystal Pistol?
I don't know. I just got you the name. I didn't get you the entire history.
Did
of the
you
bar.
Ever go there?
I didn't. I was like, I've only been to DeKalb like a handful of times. You know, I mean,
you were just there for some cow tipping
Abdul
at night.
And I
right?
were there for Chicago's college football's tailgate last year.
Yeah. Oh, CCT, yeah. We've done some events.
There, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's not like I've been there like 10 or 15 times. Yeah. An occasional basketball game.
Standing room only for that show, I believe.
What was that?
Standing room only for that
true.
Show.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Big turnout. Yeah.
Big turn. Well, not for us. There was a game on, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, wherever you guys
people
go.
People turned around and listened.
A lot of people want to talk Bears, Trubisky, and then, you know, I gave Greg Braggs my number. I told you. I did a podcast with him a couple months ago.
Why would you do that?
Now he's texting me during the show, too. I'm not calling today, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to text you about Mitch. And you know that Mitch is really improving, but Nagy doesn't want to say it because then Nagy's got to face all you. So I just want to tell you.
In these three practices we've been able to watch, it seems like Mitch has gotten a little bit better each day.
I think those Braggs asking.
Do you agree with that? What do you like about what he's shown you so far?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all, for right now.
Time out. As the judge here on this case, I would like to strike that question because it was a leading question.
I'm surprised.
You're leading the witness.
Did you go, objection?
You're leading the witness.
Leading the witness.
Our buddy Bob in Rosemont. Bobby, you're on ESPN 1000.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
Good. We're good.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does the media that's assembled for these conferences, do they go ahead and bring, like, a salad dressing to their desks just so they're prepared for the nonsense that comes out of his mouth? I'm just wondering.
The word salad that seems to always be delivered up at Hallis Hall?
He's the great tosser of it. And on that note, I want to commend you people for now that sports is a smorgasbord available to us, I want to just commend you for how well you guys have navigated the months and weeks when sports was slim pickings to keep the show entertaining and working as hard as you would have had to have worked during that period of time. I want to commend you on that.
Well, thank you for that, Bob. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you've always been great to us, Bob. Thank you.
As far as the notion that the tie goes to Trubisky, I've never quite understood that. And that is, it kind of dovetails in why they were so quick to pull the trigger on signing Bowls under whatever terms they could get. I think not only are they looking for better quarterback play and want some assurance that they're going to get it, but I think both Nagy as well as who's the new coach?
DeFilippo?
DeFilippo, yes.
Laser?
John DeFilippo.
They both have their careers on the line because Nagy was brought in here, as Thomas said many times, as kind of a quarterback savant, and he's basically got his reputation as a quarterback coach, a head coach, and a game planner all hanging on the line with this season. And, unless Trubisky is head and shoulders better than Foles, I clearly see Foles as the winner in a tie because of those concerns about the career advancement of the men who are responsible to coach him. The fact that Trubisky's still at this point in his career can't do the math about realizing that the line of scrimmage at the one is not enhanced if you run out of bounds at the five. That is not when Nagy always says, "Oh, he knows that." Well, no, he doesn't. And the fact that he still doesn't know it reflects upon the fact that you can't seem to pound that into his head in public comments or in whatever hostile private comments may or may not be taking place. So, I'm encouraged by the fact that that Foles is there, and to the extent that Nagy wants to be kind of very reserved in his comments about the two of them, the fact that Adam Hoge basically gave him an opportunity to just say, yeah, he's better than he used to be, and he couldn't even commit to that statement, tells me all I need to know about where this thing is at, and hopefully with Foles under center, Tom, we will achieve the average that is the new standard of excellence.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
And again, I don't want people to think that that's where I set the bar in general for my favorite team. But when I'm looking at where they're coming from to where I need them to be for this team to be a difference maker, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to be a top 10 offense. I'd love to see that. I think that's unrealistic. So I set the bar at the middle of the pack.
Yep. Andy's in New Lenox. Hey, Andy, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, we're great.
Sylvie Strong got my shirt on right now.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. So I got a couple things I want to touch on. You mentioned the Crystal Pistol, and I think that is an excellent nickname for Mitch Trubisky because when you look at it, Mitch is like, so think of it in terms of a Crystal Pistol. Looks awesome. Looks super cool. Not gonna lie. Like,
hey, is that a crystal pistol you got there?
Yeah,
boy,
looks,
is that,
you know,
wow,
looks,
that's cool.
Right? Looks really cool. Looks kind of slick. But if you try to fire that thing and let it go, it's probably gonna explode. So, I like that as a nickname for Trubisky, Crystal Pistol. So if you guys want to keep that, go ahead.
Okay. All right, Andy. That's
a couple things. The Matt Nagy stuff. It's like almost comical because he's just trying to be a nice guy, you know, like you could tell he's not all on board on Mitch. And we're talking about timing routes between a quarterback that's been here for, you know, a couple of weeks of practice and a guy who's been here for 4 years now. And they're still like, you're talking timing routes. Like, okay, Nick Foles just got here. It makes sense. The timing might not be there. But, I mean, we're talking about the Crystal Pistol who's been here for 4 years and he can't get timing down with his receivers. Doesn't really make sense to me.
The bigger indictment, Andy, is the fact that they have to coach him up on the simplest of ideas that, hey, when you're on the goal line, you're like, you have to be aware of your surroundings. You're the point guard, as John DeFilippo was talking about with Nick Foles. The point guard has to know where you're at down in distance on the field and have the awareness that even in practice, your fourth year in the league, it's criminal. That's felonious to step out of bounds even in practice to take a loss when you're on the goal line. Like, yeah, that's an inexcusable mistake even in practice.
Sure. Don't we all know that concept?
Of course we do.
You don't have to be a football player to know that when you are going towards the sidelines that you should just dump it out of bounds.
Every now and then, Chris, you know, right, in the moment, there's a guy who's going to have a brain fart.
Sure.
But when we've seen it repeated and over and over and over again, it again is, Mitch is a great athlete. Mitch has all the measurables. Mitch has always missed those instincts that a quarterback is supposed to have mentally and physically during the middle of a game.
So now keep that as part of the conversation, that mistake is made. And then ask yourself, if you're confident in his ability to trust what he sees and go through his progressions and read a defense in an efficient manner.
Sure, and go run pass option.
It's all
that stuff. Chase on the south side, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chase.
Hey, Chase. Hey, I got two things I want to say. First thing I want to say, do you know, somebody said something about Trubisky went to some type of camp. Somebody worked on his accuracy or his mechanics.
Right.
Ooh, and my question is, or what I want to say is, well, when you've been in the league this long, why does somebody have to work on your accuracy or your mechanics and you've been this far in your career? Like, that's a little bit concerning, too, because those are things, like, if you either got or you don't, it shouldn't have to be where you got to go to a camp or where they got to work on your mechanics. And that's a little bit alarming to me that,
amen,
you know, after a while, you should already, those, like, when you just stay in water, like, these are things you should already know. And the fact that you've been in the league for 4 years and you can't hit open receivers, like, that's scary. The fact that you've been in the league this long and you got to have somebody work on your mechanics and change your whole mechanic thing, I mean, that's very scary. And then not to mention the fact that he's still, you know, because you probably could tell he's probably still missing receivers and not even going to say that. So another thing I want to say is, would you even settle for even 21st?
No.
What they were in 2018? Remember in 2018, they were 12-4. So would they even be good? I mean, I'll settle for that.
So you're settled for a mediocre. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chase.
I mean, he makes a great point that, like, to jump from 29 to 21st would be significant improvement.
Yeah, but then you're just back where you're starting.
But I'm telling you, I said this to you a long time ago, there's no way this offense is going to be as bad this year as they were last year, even if everyone doesn't, like, take two steps forward. It just, everything went wrong last year. And they will see regression back towards the mean in terms of where they rank. Now, I'm not telling you that's going to get them in the top 10. But, like, they should have last year, even as bad as they were, been 23, 24. They ended up 29 because everything went wrong. I just think that there's going to be natural improvement. And on top of that, you will get some guys that will play better. I don't think I'm asking for too much for them to rank 16th or 17th in the league on offense.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. I do want to defend Mitch on one point that Chase brought up coming up next. And you agreed with it, Waddle, but I want to defend him. And then the top 20 Cubs, the timing is weird on who is going to be. Where are we, Abdallah, number 13? On our list?
13 or 13A or 13AB or C.
Okay, make your Cubs list jokes. That's coming up next, and you'll have a chance to win the Great Clips gift card. The 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly is awesome. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much money they can save you by dropping your rate into the twos. Find out how much you can save today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Here's the only thing I'll say to Waddle about, like, working with on his mechanics or working with a personal coach in the offseason. I've seen many quarterbacks who are established, you know, continue to work with a personal mechanic coach.
I believe he was working with Jeff Christensen, right? Is that his name? He's a guy that a lot of different quarterbacks have worked with. And I'm with you, Sylvie. I think working on your mechanics is always something everyone can get better at it.
Isn't Brady the one that really brought his name to the forefront? Because Brady would work with him every offseason?
He worked with Tom House. Or did he work with Tom House?
Oh, then maybe I'm wrong.
There are many different guys. They did a feature years ago. Do you remember the quarterback guru who used to work the guys out in the ocean? Do you remember that? Where they would go try to go side to side because it's so hard to move. I think Roethlisberger was a guy. Yeah. And like, you know, guys try to get better in the offseason. So he's right to a point. Like, Mitch's accuracy should be better. It always should be, especially as a second overall pick. But there's nothing wrong with Mitch trying to improve himself.
Absolutely. And listen, that's the one thing I admire about Mitch. He cares about the sport and the team, and he's a tireless worker and a guy that all of his teammates admire. It's just when you get to be a professional and you're playing the most important position in all of professional sports, you have to be better.
All right, there's a lot to get to, and I know Peter and Rich, and then Braggs did call in after saying that, you know, he thinks we're ganging up on Mitch, and all the callers 312-332-3776.
He's so mad right now. It's like I'm serious. It's like we were talking about. I'm not even joking. It's like we were talking trash about one of his kids, and he called.
Let me tell you something. If Addie, his beautiful daughter, was a quarterback with the Chicago Bears,
she'd be better.
And she stepped out of bounds
on
a play that started at first and goal on the 1 yard line. Mm-hmm. And instead of throwing the ball away, Addie just stepped out of bounds at the 5. I'd be mad at Addie, his daughter.
When Braxy peed in the middle of the room yesterday, I was pissed.
Yeah.
Literally. All right. Let's get to the top 20 Cubs list. And the coincidence here with the timing is a little bit odd.
Chicago's home for sports and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present.
It's a goosebump kind of moment here.
The countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Cubs players of all time.
That's a fly ball deep to left. Hot back. Got it. Way back. It might be. There it is.
Oh,
there it
the
is.
The game is over. The Cubs have won it.
Hey. Cubs win. Holy cow. And the Cubs have won the World Series.
By Great Clips. Great Clips is ready for you to return for a worry-free haircut experience. Spend less time in the salon with online check-in and opt in to receive a ready next text to alert when your estimated wait time reaches 15 minutes. They follow all CDC and local guidance and safety measures and strongly recommend customers wear masks inside all Great Clips salons. Countdown continues with the 13th greatest Cub player of all time.
Yeah, the timing isn't good for Mark Grace after what happened on the Marquee Network. But Waddle, let's just talk about his playing career. Mark Grace was a homegrown Cub when he came up in the late 80s and immediately could just flat out hit. He was never a guy who would get you a ton of power numbers, but he would get on base like year after year after year, a 400 on base percentage. He would lead the league in doubles. He would easily bat 300, and he was a gold glove first baseman and a natural leader for the Cubs.
He was a lifetime 303 hitter with an on base percentage for his entire career of 383.
Think about that.
He had more hits in the decade of the 90s than any player in Major League Baseball.
Yes. So while he did not hit for power, and there was a time, for those who don't know, the Cubs had two great first basemen coming up in their system. It was Rafael Palmeiro and Mark Grace. they made the determination that they didn't think Palmeiro would be the guy to hit for power. They traded Palmeiro. They got Mitch Williams in that deal. It helped them win in 89. Palmeiro ended up being a 500 home run guy, a Hall of Fame player. While Mark Grace wasn't a Hall of Fame player, he would be in the Cubs Hall of Fame. And again, like, he'd be good for 15, 17, 16 home runs a year. But again, there, you cannot argue with what Mark Grace meant to the Chicago Cubs. The 89 team went to the NLCS. The 98 team that he was on won the wild card. And he was a great, great player. So number 13 overall.
Well done.
Is Mark Grace.
I think that was aptly placed.
Okay, so no problems there, no ties there, and we'll continue to move up the list. On Tuesday, we'll get to number 12. Caller 20 right now, you'll get the $50 gift card to Great Clips. Great Clips has been busy implementing new safety measures and taking extra action to best serve you when you visit. From extra sanitation to contactless check-in, they're doing more to make your experience safer. Experience quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com to find one of their over 150 Chicagoland locations. Download the online check-in app to avoid the wait. Great Clips.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great as we continue to talk Bears quarterbacks, and we'll get into what Tom Brenneman said and the penalty he deserves coming up in 2 minutes.